You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
Following our previous conversation with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we spoke with Hiba Murtaja from Aotearoa for Palestine for a follow-up conversation about Foreign Minister Winston Peters' decision not to recognize Palestine at the UN General Assembly. Aotearoa for Palestine have condemned Winston Peters' announcement, saying that it is indicative of the government's complicity in Israel's genocide in Gaza, and that the upcoming march across the Auckland Harbour Bridge will have its details announced soon. Here is that interview with Hiba Murtaja from Aotearoa for Palestine. To begin, what was your reaction to Winston Peters' announcement that New Zealand would not be recognizing a Palestinian state?
Yeah, I mean, as a Palestinian from Gaza, I'm very disappointed and outraged, you know, at the New Zealand government's decision at the UN General Assembly. I think, you know, this decision doesn't really reflect, like, New Zealand values and the strong public support for Palestine. I think this was also demonstrated, like, several weeks ago, where there were up to, like, 50,000 people in Tamaki Makaurau that were protesting to impose sanctions on Israel. And I think recognizing the state of Palestine would have been a step forward towards ensuring Palestinian self-determination. Yeah, and the New Zealand government indicating that they won't recognize Palestine until there is peace is contradicting, as they only recognize the side that's committing a genocide.
Was this an outcome that you were expecting, or were you hopeful that Winston Peters might actually recognize a Palestinian state at the UN?
Part of me was a little bit hopeful, but at the same time, you know, we have been protesting nationwide in Aotearoa, New Zealand, for Palestine. And, you know, this government hasn't really done much to support Palestine or show any kind of solidarity for Palestine. So it wasn't a complete shock.
What kind of a message do you think this sends to both Palestinians in Aotearoa and abroad, as well as other people in Aotearoa that have been showing solidarity with Palestine?
Shows that, you know, the government isn't listening to us. You know, we've been protesting for 2 years, a genocide that's been happening in Gaza and also escalating violence in the West Bank. And it just shows that the government doesn't really listen to the people, especially with, you know, the most recent protest that we had. Up to 50,000 people have come to social solidarity for Palestine. And that just, it just felt like it fell on deaf ears.
Many Palestinians have been calling for steps beyond just recognizing Palestine, such as sanctions and embargoes to be put on Israel for its actions in Gaza. Does Winston Peters' announcement make you less hopeful about that happening as well?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, our main demand for the New Zealand government is to impose sanctions on Israel for committing war crimes, for committing genocide. And it did make us feel less hopeful. I think recognizing Palestine is the least that they could have done. And showing that they couldn't even recognize Palestine is so disappointing. And not just disappointing, but it's also, it makes us feel really angry that there's all this support happening nationwide, yet nothing kind of is coming out of that.
Winston Peters has also said that his decision comes from the New Zealand government adopting a, quote, independent and neutral foreign policy approach. Do you think that this is true, or do you think there are other factors motivating the government's decision not to recognize Palestine at the UN?
I think there are other factors. I think one of the things that Winston Peters mentioned in his speech was that there would have been escalating violence recognizing Palestine. However, it's almost like siding with those that are, you know, committing a genocide. It is actually showing that, you know, that the fact that they are freely recognizing Israel, whereas they didn't want to recognize Palestine, just kind of goes against that. It's not a neutral stance. It's actually a stance that's supporting, you know, those that are committing a genocide.
There have also been claims that Peter's decision not to recognize Palestine was to prioritize trade relations with the United States and out of fear of repercussions from the United States. Do you think that this is a more likely reason for Peter's decision?
Yes, I think that is the most likely reason. I mean, the U.S. funding this genocide, and so I do think it might be that. However, I think that it's quite disappointing coming from New Zealand when it has stood up for, you know, human rights and has shown, you know, solidarity for those that are experiencing injustice, like years ago when we protested the Springbok tours. But why is Palestine different? That's what's disappointing.
As part of Aotearoa for Palestine's condemnation of Winston Peters' announcement and decision, your group has announced the Auckland Harbour Bridge protest to call for sanctions and to show solidarity with Palestine. Can you give us some details about this march, when it will be happening, and how our listeners can get involved in it?
Yeah, so just please keep an eye out on our socials, Aotearoa for Palestine, on Instagram. You know, our government has failed us. We're coming up to 2 years of genocide in Gaza and escalating violence in the West Bank. So we do have a protest. We do have a protest actually coming up on the 4th of October in Aotearoa Square, and also the March for Humanity on the Auckland Harbour Bridge. So we will be announcing it soon. We don't have the date posted yet, but we will be announcing it soon on the page for at Aotearoa for Palestine. If you would like to help, it would be great. We are looking for volunteers to be a kaiafina. You could also volunteer just to keep our people safe while we're marching. It is going to be safe. We do try to ensure, you know, safety for everyone. So if you'd like to volunteer to be kaiafina, we've got our email kaiafinaaotearoa@gmail.com.
And leading up to and after the march, is there anything that New Zealanders can do to show solidarity with Palestine and to put pressure on the government to take stronger action against Israel for its actions in Gaza?
Yeah, so like we've said, you know, our government has failed us, and so we need to pressure our government. We do have, other than the march for on the Harbour Bridge, we do have weekly protests happening in Tamaki Makaurau and nationwide. So you could follow Aotearoa for Palestine just for some updates on that. Also, boycott Israeli products. This is a long-term solution to protest the illegal occupation of Palestine, support businesses that stand up against genocide. We also still have our petition up, so you can sign our petition to sanction Israel for committing war crimes, and that is on our action station, and it's NZ government sanction Israel now.
And that was Heba Mortaja from Aotearoa for Palestine speaking to us about Winston Peters' decision not to recognize Palestine at the United Nations, as well as the upcoming March for Humanity across the Auckland Harbour Bridge. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.